This is Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and today's theme is Wrong Place, Wrong Time. For Eric Bishop, that time was a Thursday morning in September of 2015, and the place was behind the steering wheel of a duck boat headed north on the Aurora Bridge in Seattle. 36 tourists were riding behind him. They were listening to Sinatra.
Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly away.
Everything that morning was routine, including the song. Bishop liked to play this tune as he drove across the bridge. He was a trained pilot, and he said that being up that high reminded him of flying.
Let's fly, let's fly away.
Another routine part of that day, the safety inspection. With his pilot background, Bishop says his inspections were incredibly thorough. He went over and under and through the duck, touching every part he could see to make sure it was safe for travel. What he didn't know at the time was that there was one part, a part hidden away in an axle casing, that was defective. And at the moment that he and Sinatra and 36 souls were crossing that bridge, it was about to break.
Stunning images and a staggering casualty count.
It was just mass destruction.
Tonight, the NTSB has arrived in Seattle, looking into what caused this duck boat to hit a charter bus.
It all began when Bishop heard a strange noise.
The duck made a clunk clunk, and I thought that was kind of weird. And she gently just veered off to the right. Okay, so I very gently tried to nudge her back. And the steering wheel felt like it was in jello. I mean, it was just, there was nothing there. And then she did the hard, uncommanded left turn. And as soon as that thing started to veer, I hit the brakes. And I had hands on the steering wheel, trying to pull that thing back into the northbound lanes again. For all I was worth, that steering wheel felt like it was welded. It did not move. I remember hearing the tires skidding, locked up. And then there it was. I looked up and I saw a black and white wall, and that was the impact. I remember hearing the crash, and then I was face down over the steering wheel. I had one of the passengers right behind me. She flew up, and what she did is she basically pinned me against the steering wheel. And I looked over my shoulder, my right shoulder, and I said, are you okay? And she said, yes. I said, would you please get off me? And she slid off, and I got up, unbuckled my seatbelt, and turned around, and I looked, and that's when I saw hell. I undid my seatbelt, I stood up, and I just started to assess who's hurt, who's conscious, who's mobile, who's not. And I said, anybody who's ambulatory, anybody can go, please leave now. And then one guy said, I can go, but I said, I've got a woman and she's unconscious and her head is on my foot. And she was kind of like buried underneath the seat. And I said, do not move your foot. Just stay put. Don't move her neck. And we got the rest of the people who could move off. And by then the fire department showed up. One of the captains came on board and he said, it's time, you know, he said, you got to get off this duck. And I said, I'm responsible for this vehicle. I said, I will turn control over to you, your responsibility. He said, it is my responsibility. He said, it's your duck. And then I left. I got down onto the road deck, and it was chaos. It was total chaos. Another captain came over and he said, you need to get out of here. You need help. And I refused. And he says, all right, fine, sit down here. I'm going to get a towel for your face. And apparently it looked like I went through a cheese grater. I was bleeding everywhere and I didn't know it. All I knew was, you know, something bad had gone on. I'm hurting, but I can still help people. We had a yellow tarp and a red tarp. Red tarp was not good. Yellow tarp, people were hurt. And then beside that, we had people that were mobile enough that they could walk around. And I was taking people, they say, take them over to yellow or take them over up against the Jersey barrier. And I would walk people over to where they needed to be to get aid. finally, after I did what I could, one of the captains said, Eric said, you have to leave. This is the last ambulance here. You've got to go. And so they put me in an ambulance and we headed north up to, don't remember what it was called, but I was in the ICU for several days. They told me that there were fatalities. When I got to the hospital, they said there's two fatalities. They took me into a room while they're waiting to get me underneath a CAT scan. And then they came in and said, another one. And then another one. And then finally, it was like, 24 hours later, the fifth one perished. And I mean, I will go to my grave with those five people and their families. Every time I see a bus, or especially a coach, I flash back. A semi can pass me. It's white, and underneath it's dark. I flash. It still goes. I still have the nightmares. Five people always die.
In your dream?
Yes.
Did you ever think that there was anything that you could have done differently to get a different outcome?
I've gone through that scenario so many times. There was nothing I could have done differently. Not a thing. If it didn't happen and it was going to happen today, I would have done nothing different. It would have been the same routine. There was nothing I could have done to avoid that situation.
Are there elements of it that you kind of focus on or dwell on that, you know, if they had been different, the outcome would have been different?
Absolutely. Those five souls saved 37 souls that day.
What do you mean by that?
That bus wasn't there. We would have gone off the side of the bridge. I wouldn't be having this conversation with you. Those five souls saved our lives.
And you have no doubt in your mind about that?
No doubt. The way the duck has the hull, we would hit that Jersey barrier and we'd gone right over the top of it like it wasn't even there.
So that's a tricky thing to think about, right? Like, what if, but then there's still five innocent people who lost their lives? I mean, that's another one. How do you hold both those things?
You can't. I'm not justifying it.
Yeah.
Not at all. I wish the hell this whole thing never happened in the first place. If I could wind back time, oh yeah. But thinking about it, they did. Those five souls and those injured on the bus saved 37 souls on that dock. I wouldn't be here. We would have gone right over the edge.
Yeah. Well, Eric Bishop works in customer service for a Seattle area company. He was the driver of the duck boat that had that fatal crash on the Aurora Bridge several years ago. You can read the NTSB investigative documents on our website at knkxsoundeffect.org. And Eric, thank you again for telling your story.
Thank you, Gabriel.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar.